God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Wouldn't it be great if you knew God's opinion about your future? If you knew whether you should take that job or not, whether you should move or stay where you are, whether you should marry that person or not, wouldn't it be great, in short, if you knew God's wish for your life, if you knew God's will for your life? That'd be wonderful, would it not? You know, God's will is not made difficult primarily by a lack of knowledge. It's made difficult primarily by a lack of willingness. We do the will of God when we do what is right, when we do what pleases God. 1 Thessalonians says it this way, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication." Verse 7 says, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." So, what is God's call? What is God's will? God's will, God's call is for me to live a life that is morally pure and clean. That is God's will. It's God's will that I be saved. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's God's will as a believer that I follow the Lord in believer's baptism. That's just a basic step of obedience. It's God's will that I be grateful. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." In short, God's will is not so much something I seek as it is something I do. Now hear what I'm saying, not what I'm not saying. We should seek God's will. We should want to know God's wish for our future. But more often than not, our problem is not doing what we know we should do right now. You know, a rebel can't find God's will for the same reason a thief can't find a policeman. So what is God's will? God's will is now, for this is the will of God. If God knows best, why wait for the future before I start doing what I should do? The most important part of God's will is today, because it's all you've got. God's will is now. God's will is here. Verse 1, Paul says, "You have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Not where you should walk, where you should end up, but how you should walk. Now, where we end up is important, but where we end up is completely a function of how we're walking now. Where we go is a function of how we live. And then God's will is clear. The issue is not so much God's will as it is our willingness. I'm not willing to do God's will later if I don't do what I know to be God's command right now. You know, he says, "For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus." Too many of us are waiting for some angelic messenger when the truth is we've already got a message. We've already got God's word. So you can know God's will for your future, but that begins by doing what you know to be right today.